is Riley Chandler, and I've worn many different labels throughout high school, but the label that has most dominantly defined me is a perfectionistic people pleaser. Growing up in a Christian home, I became a believer when I was very young, and I found my religion to be easy and not truly important in my life because I never really had something bad happen to me that made me wholly rely on the Lord. Instead of Christianity being a faith or personal relationship with Jesus, it was more of a box-checking religion. I didn't really understand the importance that the story of the gospel has in my life, so it became something that had no influence on the way I lived. And instead, it was just a story that I believed because I was supposed to believe it. I saw the gospel as a set of rules to follow, and I tried to perfectly follow them because that's what my parents wanted. I did not need to trust Christ because I felt like I had complete control of everything in my life. I became obsessed with following these rules perfectly and doing everything on my own, and I figured out that I could keep this control by pleasing everyone around me and making sure that they thought the best of me. Everything I did and every way I acted depended on what my friends did and how they acted toward me. I couldn't really see it, but I was relying fully on my friends and their opinions of me instead of on God and His opinion of me. I felt like my life was perfect and I didn't need a God because I was handling life on my own. This worked for a while and I managed to please all my friends, my parents, and the set of rules. But before long, things started to fall apart. Sophomore year, my friends started to fail me and at the same time, I started to fail them. The foundation on which I had built my identity came out from under me when my friend group, whose approval made me feel valuable, split in two. I found myself lost in the middle of two groups, frantically trying to please both sides. I was pleasing the more rebellious group by condoning their actions, while I was pleasing the more judgmental group by gossiping about and condemning the other people for their actions. This didn't work well because I began to contradict myself, and I ended up telling so many lies to everyone to make sure they were pleased that I didn't even know what I believed. Instead of securing my friendships by pleasing them, it seemed that I had actually distanced myself from friends because I had not picked a side. I didn't really know what to do because I had placed all of my worth in my ability to get the approval of everyone. And as soon as I no longer had that ability, my worth seemed to disappear. But thankfully, me failing my friends was one of the most crucial parts in the development of my true trust and faith in Jesus. That summer, I felt alone and as if I wasn't loved because I wasn't finding the kind of approval I really wanted in the people around me. This led me to want a relationship with someone whose opinion of me would always be the same, and I found this friend in Jesus Christ. He showed me that even though I am sinful and fail Him every day with my sin, He still loves me. He loved me so much that He literally volunteered to die on a cross that I deserve to die on. Because of this sacrifice, His is truly the only opinion of me that matters, because like Philippians 3:20 says, my true citizenship is in heaven. I still struggle with searching for the approval of those whose opinions don't have an eternal power. I even got nervous thinking about what people would think of me while I was writing this. But I found freedom in remembering that the only person whose opinion of me matters is the Lord's, and that makes me a servant of Him. I know now that because of the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made on the cross for all my sins, the God of the universe is pleased with me. And that is a feeling that is greater than pleasing all the people on earth. Galatians 1:10 is a constant reminder to me of who I am made to serve. It says, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. I once wore the label of a perfectionistic people pleaser, but now I know that God has labeled me as a servant of Christ. And because of this, I can put my old labels on the cross and proudly wear the labels God has given me.